During this unprecedented pandemic, medical professionals have faced lots of challenges in the way they provide care. In this series, we'll hear from three OBGYNs as they share their story of what it's like to practice during COVID-19. Today, we're talking with Dr. Edward D. Allen Clark, an OB hospitalist practicing in Tyler, Texas. This is the Obstetrics Podcast from OB Hospitalist Group. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Clark, it's great to have you here today. Tell me, what exactly has it been like for you to practice hospital-based obstetrics during the pandemic?
Well, definitely things have changed prior to the pandemic. I think it presents a new set of challenges for us, some good and some bad. As far as the hospitalists, at this point, we have to go into every patient encounter as if the patient could potentially be an asymptomatic carrier of COVID. And so with that, again, the challenges there is certainly taking the recommended precautions that we've, for the most part, have been doing, even pre-pandemic, with the exception of the mask wearing, but certainly the hand sanitizing, and then definitely the distancing from the patient. And I think that's, for me, has been the biggest thing that I've seen in terms of the changes prior to the pandemic. But as far as any additional challenges or anything like that, for the most part, it's for us, it's been the same, because, again, we still practice the same way.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I saw is that you delivered a COVID-19 patient early on in the pandemic. What was that like?
Well, I'm pretty certain I have the distinction of being the first obstetrician to deliver COVID positive mom in the state of Texas. And with that, I think the biggest thing for us, this happened back in March before, or right around the time of the shutdown in the country. And so we didn't know a lot about COVID-19. And so a lot of things were, again, it was the unknown that we were dealing with, and I think it was very fearful. And at the time, it was, you get COVID and you equate that with not a good outcome. And it put everyone on edge. It put myself on edge, the nurses, staff on edge, and certainly, I'm sure, the patient as well. Fortunately for us, this was a known COVID positive patient, so we knew that this patient existed. I just happened to be on call when she came in into labor. Her water had actually ruptured. And I think the key to all of that and why it ended up being a successful outcome is the preparation that the hospital had. Again, I think the knowledge of knowing the patient was positive allowed us to put a plan in place should she and then subsequently any other patients that came in that were COVID positive to be in effect. And so the preparation was key. We reviewed things beforehand. And unfortunately for me, the patient came in to water ruptured, but we had a plan in place and it worked well.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I think one thing that people don't realize is during delivery, there's just so much blood and sweat and all of these different factors that can scare people on the front line like yourself around getting exposed to COVID-19. But it sounds like with all of the measures in place and with the preparations, like you said, you were able to avoid that and deliver safely. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So just speaking about those measures in your experience specifically, what exactly has changed in the hospital since the beginning of the pandemic to now?
Again, going back to what I said before about not knowing a lot about the disease process and how it affected pregnancy, or just us in general. Things, as we know more about it, some of the things that we've done in the past, we've now changed to reflect the knowledge that we have now. For example, with this patient, obviously we're taking all the normal COVID precautions and so forth, including wearing all of our, in my case, I wore PAPR and so forth, and all the equipment that we use. But this patient, because of her situation and because we didn't know much about COVID at the time, she was pretty much isolated. And so there was no family members there. She was, for the most part, she was able to see her baby once it was delivered for a few minutes, and then she was separated. And the baby was not allowed to go home with her, had to go home with another family member that was COVID negative. So now, when we come across the same situation, the patient can still have a family member in the room with her, the baby stays with her, and can go home with her now. So that's a big change from 6 months, 8 months ago.
Absolutely. You know, still, through all of this, people have this apprehension about going to the hospital for any sort of care at all. So I'm curious for you, do you think your patients have heightened fears about delivering a baby or coming to the hospital for obstetrics care during the pandemic?
Absolutely. I do think that there are patients that, for the most part, I think everyone's idea of frivolously going to the hospital has changed. I think if you look at just pure numbers in the hospital, I'm sure that most hospitals can say they've seen a decrease and patients arrive into their emergency departments. And no longer do you just get the normal colds and flus. Most patients now that are presenting to the emergency departments are usually sick or sicker patients. So I think we are all using some precaution when it comes to going to the hospital. Certainly no different pregnant mom. She's first going to look out for her baby. And so you definitely have different patients on different spectrums. You do have patients that are overly cautious and want to avoid the hospital at most costs. And I shouldn't say at all costs, but most costs. But understand and trust the healthcare professionals. You also are going to have patients that want to limit their exposure and feel like that hospitals can be an unsafe environment for their pregnancies. In fact, I had a patient today that came in, and she actually had transferred her care from an obstetrician to a midwife because she didn't want to go to the hospital because of COVID fears. So you're going to definitely have some different perspectives. Then you're going to have patients that, and this kind of reflects the divide in the country right now, but you're going to have patients that don't believe it as serious as it is. And for the most part, their views don't change and it's business as usual for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think there is the whole nature of connection and establishing this very human connection with the patient behind all the PPE. Have you found that to be challenging at all?
So from a hospitalist standpoint, again, we have to go into every room and assume that the patient could potentially be positive. And so again, yes, we're going to take the normal precautions, including wearing our PPEs. And most hospital systems do require patients during that interaction to protect themselves as well. I think it's becoming the new norm. I think initially we were all a little bit uncomfortable, both the healthcare professionals and the patients. But I think as time goes on, I think it's becoming the newer norm and patients are more accepting and less fearful. And I think everyone's aware as to why we have these things in place. And it's not only to protect ourselves, but it's to also protect them as well. And I think most people are appreciative of that.
So for you, has it been a good time to be practicing as an OB hospitalist rather than a private practice physician during this pandemic?
I think that they both have their advantages in terms of an office-based practice versus a hospitalist. Certainly from a hospitalist standpoint, I think the risks are the same. I think that for the most part, though, coming from both sides of it, I think that with my office-based practice, I know my patients and I probably feel somewhat more comfortable in that setting. I think, and it works both ways. Whereas when you're dealing again with unknown patients, unknown carrier status and so forth, it can be a little bit more challenging, but is it a detriment? I don't think so. I mean, I think that as a healthcare professional, we're kind of wired to take care of what's in front of us and to provide the best care possible. So from a hospital standpoint, I do think that it definitely has its advantages because, again, you're helping someone in that, in our case, in an emergency standpoint, from an emergency standpoint, you're helping that person in that situation. So I think it's definitely, it has its advantages as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So just as we close here, is there anything else that you want to share with our audience about operating as an OB hospitalist during this time?
Again, I just can't reemphasize that planning is key and to have a plan in place. Each hospital system, I'm sure at this point, especially in labor and delivery settings, now have a set plan in place. Having delivered that patient early in the pandemic, the system I was in is a very large hospital system in North Texas. And so we were able to take that experience and develop some protocols throughout the system. So I think planning is key, you know, and having a plan in place and knowing what to do. And even for the most part, having some sort of drills within the department so everyone's on the same page when something like this comes up. And I think that's key. I think the second thing, again, is educating your patients and the healthcare staff as well as to what to expect and how to handle certain situations. For me, I've probably now encountered at least 5 other COVID positive pregnant patients, and only that first one was known. So again, going into the situation with taking the recommended precautions, I think is very helpful because you never know. And again, I think most patients and certainly the healthcare providers appreciate that, you know, that we're all trying to protect each other, but at the same time, try to provide the best care possible.
Well, I think that is the perfect place to end. I really appreciate your time today. This has been super informative. That's Dr. Edward D. Allen Clark, an OB hospitalist practicing in Tyler, Texas. For more information about OBHG or to join the OBHG team, please visit obhg.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This has been the OB Hospitalist Group podcast series. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.